In northern Minnesota, FBI officials say it took less than 10 minutes Monday afternoon for 16-year-old Jeff Weiss to kill seven people at Red Lake High School before he turned the gun on himself. In all, 10 people died on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. Authorities are piecing together the horrific events, and people on the reservation are struggling to come to grips with the tragedy. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Bemidji, Minnesota.
At the hospital here, the three students being treated had a steady stream of visitors yesterday. One was Rosa Oakgrove, a teacher's assistant at the Red Lake Middle School. While the shootings were going on, Rosa Oakgrove was just next door.
A student that was with me at the time, he went back to the high school, and he wasn't even gone minutes. And he come back, and he's like, I've been shot. And I was like, no way. And he showed us where he had been hit, which was just a graze to the upper part of his left arm.
Oakgrove says she knew all of the kids who were shot, including 16-year-old Jeff Weiss. She says Weiss was a quiet kid who often dressed in black in the goth style. His father committed suicide 4 years ago. At yesterday's news conference, FBI agent Michael Tabman said he couldn't confirm reports that Weiss had posted messages on neo-Nazi websites, but he did provide rough details of what happened. Tabman said the violence began when Jeff Weiss showed up at his grandfather's house Monday. Weiss's grandfather, 58-year-old Daryl LeSure, was a longtime officer on the tribal police force.
There, armed, we believe, with a .22-caliber weapon, Mr. Weiss shot and killed Mr. LeSure and his companion, Michelle Sigana. Mr. Weiss then, we believe, took the police bulletproof vest and gun belt of his grandfather, donned those, got into the police vehicle that his grandfather had, and drove to the school.
Red Lake High School is a small school, just over 300 students. Steps have been taken to prevent just this sort of attack. There's a metal detector at the entrance, video cameras in the hallways, and a security guard on the premises. The security guard, Derek Brune, is a former police officer, but he was unarmed. Jeff Weiss was wearing his grandfather's bulletproof vest and was carrying his .40-caliber handgun and 12-gauge shotgun. When Brune accosted him, police say Weiss shot and killed him. Special Agent Tabman says Weiss then proceeded down the hall when he came upon a teacher and a group of students.
The teacher, Miss Neva Rogers, age 52. He fired some shots in their direction. Understandably, they fled and ran to a classroom. Mr. Weiss continued to pursue them into the classroom. It is there that he opened fire, killing a number of students and the teacher.
Police are uncertain what happened next. They say Weiss apparently roamed the halls, randomly firing into classrooms. At that point, four police officers entered the school and exchanged fire with Weiss. Tabman says Weiss then retreated into a classroom and took his own life. When it was over, 10 people were dead and 5 injured badly enough to be hospitalized. The most badly injured were flown to a regional medical center in Fargo, North Dakota. 3 others yesterday were being treated in Bemidji. Yesterday, several hundred people, including Minnesota's governor, Tim Pawlenty, gathered in Minneapolis for a ceremony on the steps of the Capitol led by members of the Red Lake tribe. Ona Kingbird is a Red Lake Nation pipe carrier.
I just want to tell my people, be strong, help each other, treasure your kids. I bought my pipe, which belonged to my dad, who was a medicine man. And I'm going to pray for all the people. My relatives in Red Lake.
In Red Lake, the healing has yet to begin. On the reservation yesterday, Tribal Chairman Floyd Jourdain called the shootings the darkest day in the history of our tribe. Greg Allen, NPR News, Bemidji, Minnesota.